Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition podcast episode on knife skills. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental, practical skills you'll need to master for your 8XL GCSE exam. Now, I know what you might be thinking. It's just cutting vegetables. How hard can it be? But here's the thing. Examiners are looking for precise technical knowledge, not just general awareness. They want you to understand the relationship between knife selection, cutting techniques, and the final sensory outcomes of your dishes. And trust me, getting this right can earn you serious marks in both your written exam and practical assessments. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the essential knife types, the four classic French vegetable cuts you absolutely must know, safety techniques that will keep you injury-free, and most importantly, how to connect all of this to exam success. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's sharpen up your knife skills knowledge. Let's start with knife selection, because choosing the right knife for the task is where many candidates lose easy marks. The 8XL specification expects you to identify the correct knife for different food matrices. And yes, that's the term examiners use, food matrix. A chef's knife is your workhorse. It's the large, versatile blade you'll use for general chopping, slicing, and dicing of vegetables, herbs, and boneless meats. But here's a key point. It's not suitable for delicate work. If you're peeling or trimming small items, you need a paring knife. That's the small, precise blade designed for intricate tasks. Now, here's where candidates often slip up. Tomatoes and bread. If you suggest using a chef's knife on a ripe tomato, you're showing the examiner you don't understand food structure. Tomatoes have a tough skin and soft interior. You need a serrated bread knife to cut through without crushing. The same applies to crusty bread. The serrated edge creates a sawing action that prevents compression. Remember that. Serrated knives for items with contrasting textures. For fish and meat preparation, you'll want a filleting knife. It's thin and flexible, allowing you to work around bones and follow the contours of the protein. And finally, the utility knife sits in the middle. It's for medium-sized tasks and general vegetable work. Now let's talk about the four classic French vegetable cuts. These are absolutely non-negotiable knowledge for your exam. Examiners love to test these because they demonstrate precision and understanding of cooking science. First, julienne. These are thin matchstick strips, approximately 3 millimeter by 3 millimeter by 5 centimeters. Think of them as elegant, uniform sticks, perfect for stir fries or garnishes. The key word here is uniform. When vegetables are cut to the same size, they cook at the same rate, ensuring even heat distribution and consistent texture. Second, brunoise. This is the smallest cut, tiny, perfect cubes measuring about 2 millimeters on each side. Brunoise is often used in sauces or as a fine garnish. To create brunoise, you actually start with julienne and then dice across. The precision here is critical because these tiny cubes increase surface area dramatically, which speeds up cooking and flavor release. Third, jardiniere. These are rectangular batons, approximately 4 millimeters by 4 millimeters by 2 centimeters. They're chunkier than julienne, but still elegant. You'll often see jardiniere in vegetable medleys or as a side dish component. Fourth, macédoine. These are larger cubes, about 5 millimeter on each side. They're substantial enough to maintain texture during longer cooking processes, making them ideal for soups, stews, and casseroles. Here's the exam gold. When you're asked to explain why uniform cutting matters, don't just say, "It looks nice." Yes, visual appeal matters for presentation marks, but examiners want you to link uniformity to the rate of heat transfer. Uniform cuts mean even cooking, consistent texture, and predictable sensory outcomes. That's the language of a top band response. Let's talk about what trips candidates up in the exam. Mistake number one, vague safety descriptions. If you write, "Be careful with knives," you're limiting yourself to the lowest mark band. Examiners want specific techniques. You need to describe the claw grip. That's where you curl your fingers inward with your knuckles forward, using them to guide the blade while keeping your fingertips safely tucked away. And the bridge hold, where your hand forms an arch over the food and the knife passes underneath. These are technical terms. Use them. Mistake number two, confusing the dimensions of cuts. I can't tell you how many candidates mix up jardiniere and julienne. Write the dimensions down, practice drawing them, and memorize the differences. In a 6-mark question, getting the dimensions wrong could cost you half the marks. Mistake number three, forgetting to explain why. This is huge. 8XL's assessment objective 2, which accounts for 40% of your marks, is all about application and analysis. So when you're asked about knife skills, don't just describe the technique. Explain its impact. Why does the claw grip protect your fingers? Because your knuckles create a physical barrier between the blade and your fingertips. Why does a damp cloth under the chopping board matter? Because it prevents slippage, reducing the risk of the knife skidding and causing injury. And here's a pro tip for evaluation questions. Link knife skills to sensory profiles. Talk about mouthfeel, visual appeal, and texture consistency. That's what separates a level 3 response from a level 4. All right, let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question to answer in your head. Question 1. What knife should you use for cutting a ripe tomato? 5 seconds. The answer? A serrated bread knife. Question 2. What are the dimensions of a julienne cut? 5 seconds. 3 millimeter by 3 millimeters by 5 centimeters. Question 3. Name the 2 key safety grips when using a knife. 5 seconds. The claw grip and the bridge hold. Question 4. Why is uniform cutting important for cooking? 5 seconds. It ensures even heat distribution and consistent texture. Question 5. What should you place under your chopping board to prevent slipping? 5 seconds. A damp cloth. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the 5 essential knife types and when to use them, the 4 classic French vegetable cuts with their precise dimensions, safety techniques, including the claw grip and bridge hold, and how to connect all of this knowledge to exam success. Remember, examiners reward specificity. Use technical terms, cite exact dimensions, and always explain the why behind the technique. Link your knife skills to cooking science. Talk about heat transfer, surface area, and sensory outcomes. Before your exam, practice sketching the 4 cuts with their dimensions. Create flashcards for knife types and their uses. And when you're in your practical assessment, demonstrate those safety techniques clearly. Examiners are watching for the claw grip and stable board setup. You've got this. Knife skills might seem basic, but mastering them with examiner-level precision will set you apart. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your GCSE food preparation and nutrition exam.